You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 100.5 FM.
This week, the results of a poll by Nanos Research were released. The poll was conducted on behalf of the Canadian Health Coalition, a public advocacy group dedicated to the preservation and improvement of Medicare. The poll has produced a picture that indicates a strong suspicion towards the role of private insurers in the healthcare system. Michael McBain is National Coordinator of the Canadian Health Coalition, and he joins me now to help analyze the results. Hello, Michael.
Morning, Jane.
So why did the Canadian Health Coalition decide to commission the poll?
Well, that's a good question. We had a specific event that kind of precipitated this poll. There was a major conference organized by the Conference Board of Canada around the sustainability of the healthcare system. And it was co-sponsored by Canadian health insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies. And they were basically, their basic premise was that the public healthcare system was not sustainable and that we needed more private healthcare, including more private health insurance. And so we wanted to, well, first of all, that's absolutely, totally false, that the system is unsustainable and that private health insurance is a solution. And we wanted basically to test Canadians' views about the role of the insurance industry in healthcare, put that out there at the time of the conference.
So what questions did you put in your poll?
Well, we basically asked Canadians if they trust the insurance company with the future of the healthcare system. That was one question. And the second question is whether they thought that healthcare spending would go up or go down with a greater role of the insurance industry in the system.
So tell me about the results you got from those questions.
Well, in terms of distrust, the 63% of Canadians, and that's from all provinces and a cross-section of gender and income and political affiliation, 63% of Canadians indicated they didn't trust the industry to make decisions in the best interest of the healthcare system.
That's a lot.
So that's a strong, and that's just, you know, without any prompting and without any education campaign, that's just out there, a fairly strong distrust that the insurance industry is out for the public interest. So that was, I think, a good confirmation of Canadians' views that they don't really want to hand the healthcare system over to the private health industry.
People, I guess, these days have much more contact with private insurance companies. I mean, I think of my own situation. Mm-hmm. I have been having massage therapy over the years, maybe 20, 30 years. And originally, I used to get it covered. And now I have to collect my receipts and I have to send them to a private insurance company. And they, you know, they sometimes send them back and say, I didn't cross my T's and dot my I's. So is this what you think is happening? People are just kind of having much more contact?
Absolutely. I think the reason there's a negative perception is because there's a negative experience. So anybody who's interacted with the health insurance industry, particularly disability insurance, it's extremely negative experience. That the health industry is in the business to deny claims. And so that's a very, very frustrating situation for people who are turning to them to have their health care paid for.
Do you think that people are connecting the dots between their negative experience with insurers and a negative feeling about privatizing aspects of our system?
Well, probably not enough connecting is going on, which is why we're organizing more public education around connecting the dots about how the private health insurance works, how private nursing homes work. We know what private health care is in those areas because most of that is private. And it's very problematic in terms of quality and in terms of escalating expenditure. It's very expensive for what you get. So we're encouraging people to connect the dots at why do they think handing over our surgical centers to market-based companies is going to be any better than the way they run nursing homes, which are atrocious in terms of standards. I think the major lesson here is to remind Canadians that healthcare doesn't belong in the market. It's not a business. These are public goods, public services. These are not commodities. And so the very notion that you can make money in healthcare off the sick is something Canadians find unacceptable, especially the frail elderly. How can you make money in a nursing home? If you're making money in a nursing home, you're not providing the right kind of care to people because it's extremely expensive to care for the frail elderly properly.
What is the role of insurance companies in moving Canada towards a private healthcare model?
Well, they're actually a very strong presence in Canada, the private health industry, partly because Canada's healthcare is not as broad as Europeans' healthcare. For example, as most of your listeners would experience, prescription drugs are not covered unless you're in the hospital. Dental services are not covered. Eye care is not covered. So there's a big role there for the non-insured services to be covered and picked up by the private health companies, health insurance companies. And so they're a big presence. But they want their market to expand. They want more and more services. And they're encouraging governments to delist currently listed services, such as rehab and all kinds of things. They want delisted so that you have to go to them to buy coverage. So there's constant pressure to shrink the public insurance system and to expand the private one. And we think the direction should be the opposite, that we should expand the private insurance because it's more equitable and it's actually possible to control costs in public insurance, whereas private insurance is inequitable. If you don't have the money for the premium, you don't get it. And it's very expensive.
I don't know if you can answer this question, but are there actually corporate connections between insurers and the people and the companies that run, for example, private surgical centers?
I'm not sure of that. There's certainly political relationships, and there's relationships. I'm not sure if there's investment clearly. But for example, Dr. Brian Day from the Cambie Clinic in Vancouver was paid significantly to lobby on behalf of the American health insurance industry. In fact, he made television commercials during the last American election, and I would bet that he didn't do that on a charity basis. So they certainly support each other. I don't know if there's formal business relations.
Now, you commissioned this survey, you got some very interesting results, and you say you're going to try and connect the dots for people between how they feel about private insurers and what they hear about private medical care, which, you know, as you and I both know, it's almost 100% positive in the mainstream media. What is the kind of simple message, the one-line message you're going to try and give people about this situation?
Well, it's to respond to the misinformation. I mean, when you asked about the business connections, there are business connections between large newspaper chains and insurance companies. And it's interesting that this poll actually didn't get picked up by very many large newspapers. And I don't think that's by accident. But the simple message is only public health care is sustainable, and therefore we need more of it, to include drugs and home care.
And if you don't like those insurance companies, you're going to see a lot more of them if you move towards private health care, I guess.
Absolutely. And I guess the issue, the other way of putting it, too, is if you think that we can't afford public health care, then we certainly could never afford private health care because it's more expensive.
Thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Michael.
Thanks a lot, Jane.
I've been speaking with Michael McBain. He's with the Canadian Health Coalition. If you would like to see the results of that poll, you can either go directly to nanosresearch.com or you could go to the Health Coalition's website, which is healthcoalition.ca.